Supporting commissioners in reducing NHS waiting lists. Supporting commissioners in reducing NHS waiting lists involves providing the right tools, resources, and strategic insights to make informed, data-driven decisions that optimize healthcare service allocation. By working closely with healthcare providers, commissioners can develop tailored solutions to address bottlenecks and streamlining processes across NHS services. This collaboration is essential for identifying and addressing gaps in care provision, ultimately helping to reduce waiting times and improve outcomes. Catalyst Care Group 2024 Survey. Take part in shaping the future of the health and social care sector by sharing your personal experiences as a family member, your perspectives as a support worker, employee dynamics, your commissioning challenges. Join the conversation. Importance of collaboration between case commissioners and care providers. Collaboration between case commissioners and care providers is crucial for ensuring people receive the right care at the right time. Case commissioners play a vital role in planning and funding healthcare services, working closely with care providers to assess needs and allocate resources. When these two groups work together effectively, they can design care plans that are more responsive to individual needs, helping to reduce NHS waiting lists and improve overall outcomes. Effective collaboration also ensures a more seamless delivery of care across different services. By sharing information and aligning their goals, case commissioners and care providers can ensure that resources are used efficiently. This joint effort not only reduces costs but also enhances the quality of care people receive, ultimately leading to a more integrated health and care system where everyone can access timely, appropriate support. Key strategies to reduce the NHS waiting list. Reducing the NHS waiting list requires a multifaceted approach that addresses the root causes of delays in care. By implementing targeted strategies such as optimizing staff allocation and forming partnerships with the private sector, the NHS can work towards providing faster and more efficient healthcare services to everyone who needs them. Staff allocation. Optimizing staff allocation is one of the most effective ways to reduce NHS waiting lists. By strategically deploying healthcare professionals where they are needed most, the NHS can increase its capacity to handle more cases, particularly in high-demand areas like elective care and community services. This means prioritizing staffing in departments with the longest waiting times and ensuring enough qualified professionals to perform necessary procedures and support care delivery. Additionally, investing in training and development can help staff work more efficiently and adapt to the evolving needs of the healthcare system. Private sector partnerships. Forming partnerships with the private sector is another key strategy for reducing waiting lists. By collaborating with private healthcare providers, the NHS can expand its capacity to deliver care, especially for non-urgent elective treatments. These partnerships allow for sharing resources, such as facilities and staff, which can help manage demand and reduce the burden on public health services. Moreover, utilizing the independent sector for certain diagnostic tests and procedures can free up NHS resources for more urgent cases, ensuring that people receive treatment on time and helping eliminate very long patient wait times. Community-based care solutions. Community-based care solutions play a crucial role in reducing NHS waiting lists by providing accessible, localized care that helps prevent unnecessary hospital admissions and speeds up the treatment process. By investing in community services such as primary care, mental health support, and social care, the NHS can address health concerns early on, reducing the need for more intensive hospital-based interventions. Community diagnostic centers, for example, allow people to access essential diagnostic tests close to home, reducing travel time and stress while helping to manage health concerns sooner. This approach helps reduce the number of people on waiting lists and promotes a more holistic and proactive health and care system. Community-based care also supports integrating services, ensuring that care is more coordinated and person-centered. By fostering collaboration between local health services, social care providers, and community organizations, the NHS can create a seamless care pathway responsive to individual needs. This integrated approach helps to prevent delays and ensures that people receive the right support at the right time, contributing to the overall goal of reducing NHS waiting lists and improving health outcomes. Free assessments. Free assessments are another effective strategy for reducing NHS waiting lists, as it encourages early identification and management of health conditions. By providing accessible assessments, particularly for people who may be at risk of developing serious health challenges, the NHS can help prevent the progression that would otherwise lead to more complex and resource-intensive treatments. Free assessments can be conducted in various settings, including community clinics, mobile units, and telehealth services, making accessing these essential evaluations easier without the cost barrier. These assessments help identify health issues early and guide the appropriate allocation of resources, ensuring that those in need of urgent care receive it promptly. This proactive approach allows for better managing health conditions in their initial stages, reducing the strain on hospital services and contributing to shorter waiting times. Additionally, free assessments can help build trust in the healthcare system by demonstrating a commitment to accessible, preventive care for all. Integrated care. Integrated care is essential for reducing NHS waiting lists and enhancing the overall quality of health services. This approach involves coordinating different aspects of care across various services and sectors, ensuring that people receive comprehensive support that addresses their physical, mental, and social needs. By breaking down the silos between primary care, hospitals, community services, and social care, integrated care fosters collaboration among healthcare professionals, leading to more efficient use of resources and reducing duplication of efforts. Integrated care also improves the care recipient's experience by creating a seamless journey. When healthcare services work together closely, people can transition smoothly between different types of care without unnecessary delays. For example, effective communication between hospital teams and community care providers can ensure timely follow-up after discharge, preventing readmissions and reducing pressure on hospital services. This coordinated approach not only helps to reduce waiting times but also supports better health outcomes and satisfaction for those receiving care. Informed decision-making. Informed decision-making is crucial in reducing NHS waiting lists and ensuring effective care delivery. It involves empowering people with the information they need to make choices about their healthcare, including understanding their treatment options, potential outcomes, and the associated risks. When people are well-informed, they are more likely to actively engage in their care plan, follow through with recommendations, and choose the most appropriate care pathway for their needs, which can help reduce unnecessary delays and improve overall efficiency. The role of health and social care providers in reducing NHS waiting lists. Health and social care providers are essential in reducing NHS waiting lists by delivering early interventions and preventive care that keep people healthy and out of the hospital. By managing long-term conditions, providing mental health support, and offering routine health checkups, these providers help prevent health concerns from escalating, reducing the need for hospital admissions and alleviating pressure on the NHS. Additionally, these providers facilitate smoother transitions from hospital to home or community-based services, ensuring people receive the necessary support to recover without unnecessary delays. By expanding community care options and coordinating closely with hospital teams, health and social care providers help maintain hospital capacity and reduce overall waiting times. This integrated approach ensures timely access to care and supports a more efficient health and care system. Nurseline Community Services Rapid Response and Dedication. Nurseline Community Services is committed to providing rapid response care and dedicated support to people requiring complex care, particularly during critical times. With a team of highly skilled support workers, Nurseline Community Services ensures that urgent care needs are met promptly, helping to prevent hospital admissions and reduce pressure on NHS waiting lists. Our services are designed to be flexible and responsive, offering tailored support that addresses each person's unique needs, whether it's immediate home care, crisis intervention, or coordination with other health and social care providers. Visit our website or contact us today to learn more about how our dedicated team can support you in times of need.